We are going to spend this hour talking about approval-oriented friendships. All right, give me some input. What are some common themes or desires that are commonly present in friendships? What are some common desires in friendships? Trust, okay? Like the same things. Loyalty. Encouragement. Fun. Oh, what is that? Laughter. Acceptance. Good. We're going to talk about that one as we talk about approval-oriented. Do you think that some friendships are guided by I want to be accepted? I want to be approved. Some friendships are guided by I want control. Some are guided by fun. Some are guided by a desire. I don't want to be hurt in this friendship. Well, Luke 6:45 tells us that what's going on in our hearts is going to come out in our relationships. So if what I crave is control, that's probably going to come out in the way that I treat you in my friendship. And probably if I crave control when you're with me, I'm probably going to tell you how to drive. I'm probably going to tell you where the best restaurants are. I'm probably going to tell you how we should spend our time and so on and so on. If I crave fun, unless you've got something fun to do, I'm probably not going to make a commitment to come hang out with you. And if I crave approval, boy, I'm going to want to make sure that you're thinking highly of me. So let's talk about the approval-oriented friend, shall we? The heart of the approval-oriented friend, we've already talked about it, controlled by a desire for acceptance and approval. So if you long for acceptance and approval, what are your fears going to be? Just the opposite, right? Not being liked, somebody's going to reject me, somebody's not going to like me, and that will drive you a long way. Let's look at this kind of scene in action, shall we? We are going to follow Sophie, an approval-oriented friend, through a day in her life. Let's see if we can predict what Sophie will do. 6:30 a.m. The alarm rings and Sophie wakes up to lead in the pit of her stomach. Yesterday she wore a dress to the office. At lunch, all of her friends were wearing pants. She was afraid that they thought that she was overdressed. She would wear pants today, but she has an appointment with a wealthy elderly client who always wears dresses, and she's afraid she'll offend her if she shows up in pants. What will Sophie do? Wear pants and change into a dress. That's the approval-oriented friend that I'm hearing there. Okay, well, I think I thought she might take pants with her or something like change, just what you said. 8:23 a.m. While commuting to work, Sophie gets a text message from her friend Amanda asking Sophie to tell their boss that Amanda is sick today and won't be in. Amanda tells Sophie in her text that she's going shopping with her sister. Sophie's afraid if she tells Amanda that she doesn't want to lie to their employer, Amanda won't like her. What will Sophie do? I'm hearing tell a lie. Is that tell anybody else got anything, any other ideas for what Sophie might do? Okay, she's going to be paralyzed with fear. She's not going to do anything. She's not going to be able to get off the subway because she's become catatonic. Turn around and go back home. I hypothesize that Sophie might turn off her phone and act like she never got the text. So, all right, 11:59 a.m. Sophie looks at her watch. It's almost time for lunch. What will Sophie do? Time to go change clothes, right? Time to go change clothes. Okay, but in my illustration, all she does is worry, because otherwise this next one's not going to work. 12:02 p.m., Sophie sees her lunch buddies, Chastity, Holly, and Greta, waiting in their normal spot, and she heads in their direction. She sees Greta looking at her dress. What does Sophie think? She thinks that Greta is thinking that she's overdressed, right? So Sophie reaches her little group of lunch buddies, just as Chastity states that it's Sophie's turn to pick where they eat. What will Sophie say? I don't care, where do you want to go, right? All right, well, after several rounds of that, Greta finally jumps in and says, let's just go across the street to Panera. So they traipse across the street to Panera, and Sophie really would like to get a chicken panini. But all of her friends order soup. What will Sophie order? Soup. She ends up getting the chicken noodle soup. 12:53 p.m. Sophie stands up and takes all the soup bowls, utensils, cups, and napkins to the trash. When Holly comes back from the restroom and sees everyone's ready to go, she runs to the counter to get another iced tea. Sophie realizes that she threw Holly's cup away, and now Holly can't get a free refill. What will Sophie say? Let me buy it for you. I'm so sorry. Let me buy it for... Holly, are you mad at me? I'm so sorry. All right. 1:15 p.m. Back at her desk, Sophie is still thinking about throwing away Holly's cup. Holly assured Sophie it was no big deal. What does Sophie believe? Holly was just being nice. She's really mad at her. 5:15 p.m. Tonight, Sophie has been invited to a game night at Hannah's house. Sophie hasn't had a night at home for 6 weeks. And she really needs to do laundry. What will Sophie do? She'll go to Hannah's house. She's afraid Hannah will get mad if she doesn't show up. 6:06 p.m. Sophie rings Hannah's doorbell, wondering if she's too early. Hannah said 6, but maybe she expected everyone to be fashionably late. What will Sophie think and do? Go sit in the car and wait for somebody else to show up. It's too late. Hannah is opening the door. Now what's she going to do? I'm sorry I'm here so early. Do you want me to come back in a little bit? Okay, you got it. 7:18 p.m. Mike wanders out of Hannah's kitchen with a plate of dessert in his hand. As he takes a bite of the Mississippi mud cake Sophie brought, he asks, who made the cake? What will Sophie think? Mike doesn't like it. When Hannah replies that Sophie made the cake and asks Mike, isn't it good? Mike enthusiastically agrees as he takes another mouthful. What will Sophie say? He's just being nice. And then she says, it didn't turn out like it should have, right? It's not as moist as it should be. Usually it's a whole lot moister. Okay. 11:15 p.m. Sophie lays in bed, unable to sleep. What is Sophie thinking? What am I going to wear tomorrow, right? I don't have any clean laundry. I think she's also fretting about Amanda, isn't she? Because tomorrow she's going to go to work and she hasn't responded to Amanda's text message. She's wondering if Amanda's going to be mad at her. All right. Well, you all seem to have Sophie down pretty well. Perhaps you have friends like Sophie. Perhaps you are, Sophie. Okay, let's think about the characteristics that we often see in approval-oriented friends. Give me some input. What are some of the characteristics that we often see in approval-oriented friends? No confidence, okay? They are always assuming that everyone is thinking the worst about them. Overly apologetic, okay? Always believe people are mad at them and apologizing for that. And along with that, requiring a lot of assurance from people, repeated assurance from people, I'm not mad at you, I'm not mad at you. Good. They don't seem to ever have an opinion. They wait to find out what your opinion is so that they can echo that. Excellent. What else? Fear of man, okay? That would be the dominant characteristic, wouldn't it? Fear of man. Easily offended. Can you give me an illustration of that? I agree. What do you mean when you say that? Yeah, they tend to believe the worst about other people. So, for example, if you walk in and your approval-oriented friend is there and you don't immediately smile and say hi to her, she's going to believe what? That you're upset with her. Okay, so easily offended, she just assumes that you didn't say hi, you didn't smile because you're mad, and maybe you had something else on your mind, you needed to talk to somebody else, something like that. You're not offended with her at all. But so, believe the worst about others. very self-centered because they're always having to think about themselves and always